everything will change. This is the point of transformation. If the fellow who is in love, if he will talk with a lot of doubts, those doubts will become certainty inside. The fume, the ugly, unworthy bubbles on the surface of the water, whether because of that honesty, suddenly will change and they will become clear, lovely water, something like that. Whatsoever the man in love speaks,
the scent of love is springing from his mouth into the abode of love. If he speaks jurisprudence, it all turns to poverty. The scent of poverty comes from that man of sweet and beguiling discourse. If he speak of infidelity, it has a scent of religion. And if he speaks doubtfully, his doubt turns to certainty.
Mims, do you remember, right at the beginning we said, you're asking, where is the destination, right? And we say, oh, it's so very far. You cannot see it yet, but the smell is good. It will direct you. You're far away. Follow the smell. We said that, remember? Here he will say, I was telling you this story. I told you this story, and in the story I was explaining all of this. He's referring to himself. As a lover, no matter what I say, you should smell that, not from it. Means I'm using the poetic language, storytelling and all that. All of this is for you to smell that direction. Don't look at it philosophically this way or that way, that way. It should lead you like the smell. Mm. Yes?
Mm. The perverse froth that has risen from the sea of sincerity, that branch has been adorned by the pure root. Know that its froth is pure and worthy. Know that it is like revilement from the lips of the beloved.
This is a little bit difficult. I translate it differently. You see, first of all, when you're looking at the foam on the surface of the water, believe in it, that it's a pure, lovely one. It looks like that to you. You know how? It's like when your beloved swears at you. You love it. Because she's addressing you. If you're really in love, if she swears at you, you love it. Say, me, yes. That's how we look at that foam. That filthy part of that ocean, even to us, is lovely. It is without any judgment. Yes?
Whose unsought reproaches have become sweet for the sake of her cheek, which he desires.
Okay, that's good, quite lovely, and that's a part of the meaning, yes. But the word will say something else, because here I see different words. خوش ز بحر آرز محبوب او. You could say his lovely cheek. But آرز means the cheek. But it's آرز. Remember that آرز and جوهر form an essence. Here is the form. The form that we love. Because we don't see the essence of the essence. We see the form. Just because of that beautiful form, everything becomes lovely, even the Suri. Explanation comes. He knows that he's talking difficult, and he's not worried, and neither am I. Don't worry. Because we'll come back to this later, yes.
If he speak falsehood, he shows forth the truth. O incorrect, who has to adorn that which is correct.
Because when he swears at you, and your beloved puts you down, will correct your behavior. So look at this nonsense, which is making a good sense out of you. That's how it works. Everything over there is reverse. Means, do not bring your rules in. Get it? Yes.
If you cook sugar in the form of a loaf of bread, it will taste of candy, not of bread, while you are sucking. If a true believer find a golden idol, how should he leave it for the sake of every idolater?
Yeah, this is a very good question. Believer will find one of these statues that everybody will think that this is the god and they adore and things like that. If I will be given that statue, golden statue of, let's say, that deity, Egyptian deity, what will I do with it? What should I do with it?
Melt it down.
Exactly. I shouldn't give up the gold. That statue, which is an idol, the problem of being idol is wrong with that. The gold is good, I melt it. Means the form is the problem, not the essence. The gold. When you lose that form, that mainly we call personality here, right? Some persona that we make, say, losing it. You lose the form, but the essence is there. You're you. You will not vanish. You lose this rigidity in you that you adore. Yes.
Nay, he will take it and cast it into the fire. He will break its borrowed form.
Okay, borrowed form. That's it. Yes.
In order that the idol shape may not remain on the gold, because form hinders and waylays. The essence of its gold is the gift of lordship. The idol stamp on the sterling gold is borrowed.
Means what? Means look at this idol. Imagine this is a golden idol. Okay, look at this. You're saying, look at this idol. The one you admire. What is your idol?
John Coffey.
No. Your idol is John. You. It's me. Ego. Imagine your love, your ego. It says your ego is your form. Like this idol, golden idol. See? Look at this golden idol. What do you see? The gold is made by God. The form is shaped by you. Therefore, melted the form, then the gold is there. Because your heart is there, is in you, but it's encaged in this form you made for it. We don't say lose yourself with fina. We don't mean you don't exist. This form should not exist, this idyllic form of you, what you call me. When you say me, what do you refer to? An imaginative form, that image. You say, okay, that's a form. Let go of that. All the rules you know, all the things you believe in, blah, 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 blah. All together, it's you. Okay, you created you. But really you, he created you, really you, which is the gold, the essence. Yes?
Do not burn a blanket on account of a flea, and do not let the day go on account of every gnat's headache.